Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, I'm asking what the P stands for. Johnson, the first chair of the Woodwind Group, the Queen of Improv, Miss It's Never Good Enough for Me, Allie Mack in the house and over there. With his brand new Kia, as he is on one side of the Kia studios. Creepy Wave, and A.J. Brown is still his homeboy, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, and we are the Morning Shift. As I told you, it's a Wednesday, right? That's right. That means it's install day, Mike. First day of practice
also,
for the Saints.
Which one Wednesday? And let's just throw it all out there. You guys are beefing a little bit. I kind of love it. I'm going
to
be honest.
There's no beef. I'm just noticing how one person wants to attack the other person, and it's Allie attacking me.
I know. It's awesome, though. It is awesome. Cannot
taking
tell
some
you
personal shots,
how
man.
Excited I am about y'all's beef. I mean, it just feels good.
It's
just
not
feels good.
Really beef. I'm just pointing out observations, and you don't like it. I'm just a mirror, Bo. Maybe
yeah,
you
well,
should look
oh,
at it.
Oh, God, that's such a good line. I'm just a mirror.
What you're doing is you're trying to just throw out little daggers and cut me. And, you know, I got, nothing's good enough.
It cuts easily.
You know, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You guys, Allie is the one that puts the replay together that we just heard from the day before. I'm going to put our show business out there,
Allie. Go for it.
And I appreciate it. I think it's cool. So I'm sitting here trying to listen. Well, you guys are having an impromptu before we go on show meeting over there. And I just look over and say, hey, I wasn't able to hear anything you guys said. I said, oh, well, thanks for paying attention and listening to us. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to listen to this recap that you poured your heart into, and because somebody needs to hear it. And then you're like, well, and it's like, well, I mean, I don't know what's good. I don't know how to please you.
I love it, man.
Like, what's good enough for you?
I love it.
You know? I mean, poor Grant. Tell you what.
Poor Grant. Imagine being married to me. That's the best impression of me I've ever heard.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes. Yes.
How dare we, Mike, go ahead and try to figure out what we're going to say on the air? How dare we have a plan?
Yeah.
We only had an hour out there. Yet that last 30 seconds at 6:01:30 was so important.
It is.
I mean, I sat in my office. No one spoke a word to me. Not a word. And all of a sudden.
Oh, I said something to you. I said, man, what happened to Eric McCoy?
That's true. You did?
And I said, I don't know. The Saints website that they're supposed to update sucks.
Yeah,
just like them.
We got a lot of things to talk about on that today.
So it'd be a good time for, you know, having those confessionals that we've always talked about.
Oh, yeah. A little airing of grievance session.
I think I just did one.
Yeah, honestly.
Impromptu.
And can I correct the scenario here? It was not me that took the first shot this morning. I'm minding my own business. I'm walking to the studio, and Bo goes, Allie's been quiet. Sounds like she's probably ready to attack me.
Yeah.
So this was all Bo's doing.
Okay.
There's
that wasn't
no real
my
beef.
Doing. Yeah, no, you. Yeah, just because I said I'm worried Allie's about to attack didn't mean you had to attack.
Like
I mean,
coiled cobra.
You were like, yeah, she's like a tiger lurking in the like the weeds, you know, like the tall weeds in the jungle, and you know she's there, and you're just waiting, and then all you're like, hey, you know, like one of the antelope makes a noise, and like it just jumped out of the weeds.
I can't have a sharp tongue if you got on my bad side. It is true. It is true. But let's talk about the headlines that have happened since we last got to hang out. The Hawks lost last night, 120-112 to the Pistons. Hawks are 9-6 now. They'll take on the Spurs tomorrow. The third round of the college football playoff rankings are out. Georgia scooched up a touch to number 4. Ohio State remains at number 1. Bama, sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Fell to 10.
This is rough.
The Texans, C.J. Stroud, will miss tomorrow night's game against the Bills as he is still in concussion protocol. And Lane Kiffin says that ultimatum that we talked about yesterday on the show from Ole Miss, it's not true.
Yeah. I have so many questions about this quote-unquote ultimatum because Ole Miss, even if this were to be true, like what power cards does Ole Miss really hold here?
That's what I was thinking.
Basically zero.
Right.
You are looking at a situation where Ole Miss is probably going to make the college football playoff. And you're telling me after an Egg Bowl victory possibility next week that if you're Ole Miss, if he had not committed to the future of the program, that you're going to be like, hey, no thanks, man. You know, like the greatest season in Ole Miss history. And you're going to go, hey, you know what, man? If you're not committed long term, see yourself out before this college football playoff. Just not going to happen.
So where did the report come from then? Because there were some seemingly credible people come with it. And that's why I wonder if there wasn't an ultimatum, but it just wasn't the ultimatum that was leaked out. I wonder if it was not an ultimatum saying, hey, we've had this contract here on the table for you to sign to continue to be the coach here. If you don't sign it by the Egg Bowl, we're going to pull this offer. And then it can play out like it does. And then that would be a situation where if he wanted to leave, you know, how does that work with the playoff? Or maybe Ole Miss tries to step. I don't know. It's weird because it's not like most other sports. You have to sign you basically have to be given permission, right?
Yeah.
Like most contracts for coaches, they have to be, like in NFL, first off, NFL, you get one of those jobs, you don't, you know, you consider yourself lucky, but how rare do you see coaches try to leave a job when they already have a job? It's normally there's either a trade or, you know, even with assistant coaches, you have to have permission to speak. You know, hey, we'll guarantee you permission to go interview. Like, it's just so different. So it doesn't matter, though, because we all know that the house Dan Mullen was in when he was a coach there just went under contract. So that's obviously Lane. So,
oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. Yeah. Message boards told me so.
I can't help but think that whatever happens here, that the next 10 year salary for Lane Kiffin is going to be guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the vibe I'm getting. And that's why I wonder if he ever leaves Ole Miss, because it doesn't sound like LSU is going to be in a position to do anything like that.
Is it? I saw $15 million a year. That's a number I've seen flow. Now, I don't know if there's any truth to that or not, but why is it that college football coaches make almost double at times? Like an average, a good, you would say Lane Kiffin's a good college football coach. You wouldn't say he's great. He's good.
I'd say good's a word. He's above average for sure.
Okay, well, Andy Reid might be top 5 all time NFL head coaches,
yeah.
And he's making $20 million a year.
Hmm.
That's crazy, first of all. $20 million's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
And he's worth every dime.
Yes, but you feel me? Like, yes. he is in an all-time great conversation making $20. Lane Kiffin has never won a playoff game and is getting advertised for $15. That it could be upwards of $15.
Yeah.
That's how... How is that possible?
And we have this conversation all the time. There's 130 plus openings in college football, and there's probably 10 good college football coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I mean, that's exactly why. It is hard to find somebody in college football that has the energy, the scheme, the personality, whatever else it may be, to win at a consistent level. And he seemingly is the guy that everybody thinks can win at a consistent level. And he's doing it at a place in Ole Miss that it hasn't been historically very easy. So he's going to have all the leverage. He also plays the game. Like, if Steve Sarkisian wanted to come out and play this game every single year, he probably could. Where he's flirting with this or flirting with that or flirting with the NFL and gets another raise. And maybe he will. And as long as you continue to win, you continue to hold all those cards. They all got raises when Nick left Alabama. Norvell got it. And that's why you find yourself in the situation you're in at Florida State right now.
Well, and I appreciate the drama that's happening on social media because he's putting out, like, tweets. He put a page from a book up on Twitter yesterday that was like, you got to look inward to decide who you want to be in 10 years. Like, he's leaning into this whole thing. Oh, I love it.
Make no mistake about it. Lane Kiffin loves Lane Kiffin.
There's no question.
He loves to hear his name out there. He loves the attention. I mean, it's gotten him in trouble in the past multiple times, including at Alabama.
Yeah.
I guess the thing that I come back to is I know what Kirby – you knew that Kirby was a mini-me of Nick Saban before he ever left. Just the way he did things, just the way he acted, the way he handled his business. Can Lane Kiffin – and look, I think what Lane Kiffin's done at Ole Miss is incredible. But is Lane Kiffin a guy that can win you a national title? Is Lane Kiffin – a guy that's gonna surround himself with enough no people to help him be the best coach? And I heard what's our guy in Birmingham that Auburn offensive lineman
Cole Kublik.
Cole Kublik talked about the DC that came from Alabama that went to Pete Golding was basically Saban said you got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
and Cole talked about the relationship between him and Lane that Pete Golding has essentially been the no guy for him. And it's grown Lane. But does Pete Golding go? Is Pete Golding, if Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss, is Pete Golding not the head coach there the next year? And that's the thing.
It's a good question. He's a Delta State grad, if I'm not mistaken.
For Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, it was – you're the guy. You don't need a voice. You are the voice. And you go grab people that can listen to you and do what you need. I think with Lane Kiffin, it might be you might have a vision, but you need a voice telling you good, yay or nay.
Well, and you also need a good defensive coordinator, and that's what Pete Golding is.
No matter what
his time was like at Alabama, I don't know if his scheme so much meshed with what Saban's vision for it was. But there's also a good defense coordinator at LSU right now, Blake Baker. One more question before we go. Is the Whitweeks, Lane Kiffin daughter thing, is that still happening? Like, are they still dating?
Yeah, I think it's quiet down because LSU is not – the season has been flipped upside down.
And he's been injured.
Yeah.
I just am like, you know, the whole thing where the plane was on the tarmac and in Lane's family, I'm like, I wonder who picked him up. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder who hung out with them while they were there. That would just be a little bit too simple, wouldn't it? It'd be a little too easy.
I mean,
a little slam dunk.
Yeah, his wife is basically Florida grad. Her dad was a Florida legend. So
you want this guy?
I think he's campaigning.
You want it to happen? I'm actually shocked by this. You just gave all these reasons that to put the yield sign up on Lane Kiffin, and yet.
Well, let me ask. I mean, what did you not think when Will Muschamp left Texas after he had been at LSU with Saban, with Nick, that he wasn't the next, that he wasn't Kirby, what Kirby was supposed to be?
100%.
Or what
Kirby is? We played him in the national title game in 2009. He was the defense coordinator at Texas.
Yeah.
I thought it was slam dunk.
I do want to stop this debate a little bit because this is a question in which one Wednesday. I'll let you guys think about this because this will be coming up at 7:40. I'll put it up on Twitter. So if you're listening in, you can go ahead and answer. But if Lane Kiffin does decide to make a change, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? Think about it. Don't answer me right now. We'll cover that at 7:40. And coming up next, we are turning the page on the Falcons, looking ahead to Sunday. We'll see what the Falcons defense is up against when it comes to the New Orleans offense. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For joining us this morning, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 6:23. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well. And tomorrow you can join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. They'll be getting ready for the Thursday night pro football game while enjoying Miller Lite specials. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. So yesterday, you know, we got all the feels out about the Falcons' injuries. We got to look ahead, see what's down the line. And this weekend, of course, the Falcons face the Saints in New Orleans. So taking a look at our defense today, everything that Jeff Ulbrich is doing, what are some bright spots that we're looking to take advantage of when we head to New Orleans? I don't want to start with what you're worried about. What's good today?
I know. You're right. It's Wednesday. I promised that by the time we got here, I would be forward-facing. I think that there is a level of ripping the scab off as the fact that the last time the Saints played, it was against the Panthers. So now I'm going back and watching tape, and I'm watching New Orleans in a lot of different ways dominate the Panthers. And I'm sitting there going, dude, this is still making me sick. So yeah, watching that tape. I mean, I think they, New Orleans does a couple of good things offensively. First and foremost, I think that they really did hit a home run with Kelvin Banks. It's unfortunate to say that. The left tackle they drafted this year out of the University of Texas, still a young cat, but I think he's playing at a pretty high level for a rookie left tackle. Be curious to see if we can stress the communication level, as we've done so many times, to offensive fronts by running our twist stunts, running our blitzes, our blitz package, getting downhill early and everything else, and hopefully get Tyler Shuck frazzled. So that, you know, there's that. That's the one thing I do feel good about, right?
Okay.
Maybe I'd be hard-pressed to sit here and say that I don't feel good about our blitz package. It's gotten home a lot lately, and that feels good. I'm just hoping that it's not one of those things You see Tyler Shuck a couple times against the Panthers, dips under a tackle, breaks contain, throws a ball on the run, and you're like, oh, God, that's not good. So the one thing I do feel good about, and I think you'll echo that, is the blitz package. Like, I feel good that you're going to force those guys on the offensive line to move left and right and pick up guys and communicate, and I don't know that they can do that at a high level all day.
Sure. Just come up and hug those receivers. They did too much to me against Bryce Young. They played off when they were doing that, and it allowed Bryce Young to get the ball out quickly. Not near to the point that it was last year. Yeah, I mean, dude, there's no doubt that we're getting home. And I don't want to go negative because that's, you know, you wanted to.
That's what she told us not to do.
Well, I'm trying to be realistic.
Well, have to be realistic. I understand that.
The problem for me isn't then it's getting home with four at times when you don't blitz, and when you get a team you said it. What you can't do is when you're not going to rush, when you're not going to send extra guys, and I mean anything more than four. You have to be disciplined in your lanes because that's what happened in against the Colts. It's what happened with Baker early in the season. You know, you cannot allow guys to move out of the pocket and make plays.
Yeah,
and it's hurt you because you know you just can't send six people every time.
Yeah,
it does. It's not realistic, especially when it's a third and 10 plus, right?
Ugh.
And that is where you've had an issue, and they've got guys that, I mean, Alvin Kamara has got almost 1,000 yards in 15 games against this Falcons team over his career.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing that...
That's just rushing.
I'll tell you one thing that does stress me already looking at the film, and I wish we did more of this. When their running backs come out of the backfield, chipping, whatever it may be, whether it's a route, Taysom Hill does it a little bit. I know they do it with their running backs. When they have somebody in the shotgun sidecar next to the quarterback and they get out of the backfield, when the check down is there, they are always moving north and south. Like, there is none of this check down where, like, Kyle Pitts has his back to the defense and he's trying to be rangy with his arms, or, like, Bijan steps up in front of the defense, or they are always moving north and south. So it's very quick. Like, where they step out, they are literally running – towards the goalpost, towards the end zone, as they look back at the quarterback waiting on the ball to be delivered in front of them. It's maddening that we don't do more of that offensively because of the way Bijan is able to run routes and catch the ball. And we have at times. But that's the one thing when I look at our zone, some of our inability sometimes when we are rushing four, when you drop Caden or Ronnie or whoever it is right there in the middle of the defense and you drop into that zone coverage, that running back stepping out, splitting the zone, getting north and south, catching the ball, they do a good job of when they are checking down, allowing their guys to catch the ball and make yards after the catch. And that's the thing that I think really helped them settle in against Carolina just a couple of weeks ago. And I think it really helped Tyler Shuck early on in his tenure here as the quarterback down there.
They're going to want to run the football. Like, they want to run the football. I mean, everybody wants – I think mostly everybody in the NFL wants to run the football. And the guys that don't, Ryan Grubb, get sent packing when they're an OC somewhere. Like, if you, that's the downfall of, and I mean, Mike, tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the downfall if you're an OC in the league. If you can't run the football or you don't make a conscious effort to run the football and you're not winning and it costs you games, you don't make it. They want to run the football. They haven't been very good at running the football this year, but they want to, and they weren't terrible. Again, they were over their average for the season against the Panthers.
They were over their average for a lot of things against the Panthers, and credit to them. I don't know. Like, Dave Canales couldn't get the Tampa run game figured out, and he ended up getting a head coaching job.
But they were winning, and it didn't. Yeah. It wasn't a detriment. But also, the next year they bring in Bucky Irving, and you know you see how much more dynamic that run. Bucky Irving's addition to Tampa Bay made that running game much more dynamic. Baker Mayfield also using his legs more. But Dave Canales has done what in Carolina? He's gotten the run game going.
Yeah, he's been able to run the ball.
Now, I know last week, aside, but he's been able to run the football in Carolina.
Yeah, he has.
And that's what they want to – look, they all want to do that. It's why that time of possession numbers killed the Falcons during this five-game losing streak. It's been you. Grant had the number with you in post game. That's that time of possession number has destroyed the Falcons. And when the Falcons said we got to stop it, then they didn't. They for whatever reason they played off enough in the secondary, and maybe it was because you had your third, essentially your third cornerback in there, and you didn't want to expose him, which he got exposed anyways.
I feel like I'm probably setting you up to be a little bit negative here, but I am curious where your mind was about this game at the beginning of the season versus right now. I know I'm setting you up. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's frustrating because you remember the talking points of them in the offseason. I mean, like when they drafted Tyler Shuck, when Tyrann Mathieu retired, when they had like, you know, all these questions around like Chris Olave's future and everything else. Talis Fuaga, the left tackle they drafted 2 years ago. Like, was he a guy that they could rely on moving forward? Have they answered those questions? No. You know, but it doesn't. But all the success that you envisioned us having, and we've only won one more game than they have. That's what's frustrating. It's like, have they made strides? No. They haven't been good, and I don't know that they even feel like Kellen Moore is that guy. I probably do right now because they won 2 weeks ago. But
I think they've been kind of honest that they're in rebuild in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
They've won one less game than you, but one more game in the division than you. So that tells you how the season's gone. Justin Reed has decided to run his mouth and talk about 28-3. Which I'm not really sure why Justin Reed decided he needed to go there, which irritates the hell out of me.
I wish you wouldn't use the word rebuild.
Why?
Because they are admittedly in rebuild mode.
I just said that.
I know. And we're admittedly in like win at all cost mode right now. And we have one more win than they do. Like, they're like, hey, throwing in the towel. We're just rebuild mode. And we're like, this is the year to go to the playoffs.
Right, like Arthur Blake was saying, this is a playoff team.
This is a playoff team.
Well, hell, they said it in 2023, and it ended with Arthur Smith getting fired, going 7-10 for like the fifth year in a row, seemingly. Like, I don't know what – it's why people are upset. And
why I'm upset.
And that's why I understand people being upset. The problem is just I think you need to funnel anger to the means that it needs to be funneled to each time, right? Like, it's not always – you don't lose the same reason every week. And ironically enough, this Falcons team has found a way to lose differently every week. And it's not all coach-driven. I think there has been times where it's been coaches have let you down with game plans and scheme with how the scheme has worked out. I also think there's times where players need to make plays, make an extra point, make a tackle on 3rd and 19 or 21.
Look, man, let me catch because I know we're gonna go to break. I think one of the reasons I'm struggling so much with this because we do this every Wednesday is I don't know what we are. I thought, okay. Hey, you know, the defense is this. They're going to get home. They're not going to allow you to throw the ball. They're going to stop the run this week. And, like, every week it's a set of piano keys, man. Like, it just – I don't know what –
But it's the same with the offense.
I know. That's my point is, like, we're getting these scouting reports, and now I'm looking at it going, I don't know what we are. Like, we don't really have a backbone, it feels like, in any one facet. And so for me to sit there and go, well, this is the path to victory, there's not one. They have to go out and win.
And you've got to give credit to other teams as well. They're finding ways. They're just like you are game planning. They're looking for weaknesses in you and a way to exploit it. And for weeks, it was the run game. And now if you're going to show certain coverages, they know what they're going to do against that in the passing game.
Well, we're going to pick this up at 7. I do want to ask you guys, because it's been really exciting to see the sack count, right? Huge. Massive. But...
there's a lot of a sack count being huge and massive is something to revel at, but maybe not.
Hey, yo, pause.
Dirty Mike over here.
Bro, I mean, come on. What am I supposed to do? I don't understand.
My point being, teams are still scoring on us, even though we're getting
these
sacks.
That's normally what happens when you have a big sack count. Somebody's scoring.
We'll talk about that at 7. We're going to shift gears, get our minds right. Coming up, good ultimatums.
Lord. Behemoth.
Never work, do they? We'll talk about Lane's comments, the college football playoff rankings, and we've got my Mac drop. We're going to play a little game called one of my favorite games ever. First word game. It is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We've got my Mac drop coming up momentarily. I'm curious if there will be arguments that break out. We will see. And we're going to talk about the latest college football playoff rankings next. But Lane Kiffin, he went on Pat McAfee yesterday. He's saying that ultimatum from Ole Miss, it's just not true.
That's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. I mean, our running back's sitting right over here. Come on over. And it just couldn't be better. Like I said, you pray for things. Our fans prayed for this type of thing, and now we're in the middle of it. So enjoy it. You're 10-1. You're getting ready. You got a bye week. You get to watch half the country lose, and there's no way we can lose Saturday. And then you play the Egg Bowl and go dominate that and keep that Egg Bowl trophy home where it's been for a long time.
He gone.
Yeah, 100%. Not the same thing. I thought the same thing. We prayed for this. Enjoy it. We're here.
He gone.
Bye.
This is the problem for me. I don't blame Lane at all. He is just using the system that the powers that be have essentially allowed to be created to his advantage. And he's going to – why would he – I give him credit. Why would he go on – the ultimatum could still be true. We don't know. But why would he admit that it was and make the school look bad? And I think that's how might be some of the mindset. Like, this is all business, and Lane's not going to have hard feelings if they, you know, hold him accountable and say, "Dude, we got to know, blah blah blah." Why would he get upset? He's about to go make, you know, he's flirting with someone else. I mean, if your wife lets you flirt with another woman in front of her, like, you ain't going to be mad when she walks over and says, "You ever do that again, we're done," right?
Can I throw this scenario at you? Is there a chance that, and I'm guessing Jimmy is his agent, is there a chance that Jimmy Sexton was given the ultimatum and Lane was not? And that's where this entire story comes from?
Well, please explain yourself, sir. Give me some context.
So what if the AD at Ole Miss was like, "Hey, Jimmy, I need to know what's going on with Lane. You hold the keys to all this stuff that's going on right now, and I want to know if he's going to be here or not. I need to know by the time the Egg Bowl happens if Lane's going to be here." Now, well, Jimmy doesn't necessarily go to Lane with that because Jimmy already probably knows what Lane wants to do, right? And then Jimmy talks to, you know, whoever it was in the media and says, "Yeah, they want to know by the time the Egg Bowl happens." And Lane's going, "What are y'all talking about? All right, I have no idea."
Let's go rewind. Al, you weren't here. You were in Aruba, I believe, at the time. When,
Jamaica.
Ooh, okay.
No, Aruba.
Okay. When the Zach Robinson stuff came out about Oklahoma State,
right,
and Mike and I had this very fun debate about how this works. You're 1,000% right, because I think it's very important for people to understand that at no point has Lane Kiffin been talking with Scott Strickland on the phone and texting.
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
At no point has he been talking with whatever the governor's name in in Louisiana is. At no point has any of that happened. This has all been through Jimmy Sexton. And yes, the ultimatum was given to Jimmy Sexton. That's why Lane could say what he did. But Lane's not going to say, no. The ultimatum was given to Jimmy, not me. Hey,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and honestly,
right.
If Jimmy's doing his job, Lane doesn't know about the ultimatum. That's what agents are for,
exactly,
to be the buffer between
it's
the two.
It's why they always tell players, you want an agent, and you're like, "Well, I don't want the 10%. You don't want to hear the crap they talk about you, about all the things you suck at when you're trying to renegotiate your contract and using it as a way not to pay. You don't want to hear that. You don't. It's why, you know, it's just not something you want to hear.
I also think it could have just been like a game of telephone, like, "Hey, we need to know by the Egg Bowl." And it's like, "Well, ultimatum."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I think it just got blown out of proportion.
It is an ultimatum, though.
Well, okay. So as far as the college football playoff rankings, Georgia moves up to number 4 in right now. And Georgia Tech is at 16. Bama fell to 10. Does Georgia
Tech? I feel
Tech,
like you're really excited about this.
Well, I mean,
you're kind of reveling in it.
That's a big drop.
Does it feel good?
It's kind of a big drop.
All right.
I'm not trying to revel in it.
It feels like you're rolling
because
around
because there's
in
still
it,
a lot of you know season what I mean? Left. But does Georgia Tech, because they're sitting at 16, do they have to win the ACC to get in?
They either have to win the ACC. Well, first off, you can't lose to Pitt. But they either have. Here's the thing for me. You can't lose to Georgia and lose the ACC title game. You've got to win one of those.
You think with a victory against Georgia but a loss in the ACC title game?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. You'd be 11-2 with quite possibly one of the 6 best wins in the country. 5 best wins in the country. It would be over Georgia on a neutral field. You're damn right.
What about
Texas?
I'll have to save this for another time, but I'm curious if Bama and Georgia Tech both lost in their title games and both had victories over Georgia, how would that stack up?
I think they would both be in, actually. I think if Bama makes the SEC title game, they're in because it's the SEC.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights. That's tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to play a game because why not? It's going to be fun. It's called First Word Game. Pretty self-explanatory here. We're going to play songs. The song intro, and it's going to cut off right before the first word hits. So if you know what it is during the song intro, I want you to raise your hand. And Dylan is in on this as well, because no file has any information that he's about to play. And he had strict instructions not to listen to them. Okay?
Okay, we're raising our hand,
and
right?
I follow the rules.
He does. All right, let's go with a very easy one to start. Number one.
Dylan?
Really?
All right.
Wait, did I miss something?
We're raising hands rather than saying our names.
Oh, my bad. To listen.
Yeah, you follow the rules, all right?
My bad. You're a rule follower, are you?
Okay. Who raised their hand first?
Mike.
I thought Mike did. Okay.
Mike. Mike had it raised. I was literally about to raise it, and I saw Mike raise his.
Okay.
The first word is now.
Dylan, play part two.
Now this is a story.
Boom!
Let's go.
That one.
Let's go.
All right.
I feel good. If I do nothing else during this segment, that was the one.
You're welcome. No.
All right, play number three, Dylan.
Golly,
Bo has raised his hand.
I think it's like the first word is as.
Let's play it, Dylan.
Wrong two-letter word. But
nobody got rebuttals? Okay.
That was Metallica, Turn the Page.
You should be embarrassed.
Okay, let's go with
zone.
Number five, Dylan. Mike has raised his hand.
The first word, I believe, is two.
Let's hear it.
To this day, I want to hear that song.
Let's go!
See you standing
Let's
there
go!
Night long. Discount sheets.
Let's go!
Mike is in the lead with two. Okay, Dylan, play number seven.
Oh, come on.
Dylan raised his hand on that one.
Yeah.
Play it.
Yeah,
that is Drake, God's Plan.
Wait,
wait, wait, wait.
He says they wishing.
Yeah, they wishing.
I don't know about that. That seems a little sketchy.
I checked the lyrics on that one.
Yeah, they wishing.
Well, maybe if he spoke clearly.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know.
Let's go with number nine. Dylan has raised his hand first.
Started.
Mike, what's your guess?
Coming.
Let's hear it.
It's coming.
Coming out of my cage, and I'm doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all.
My favorite part was Dylan like,
I'm done playing with y'all.
Because Dylan raised his hand, he didn't know the answer, and he's like, crap.
It was started.
All right, right now, the scores are Mike has three, Dylan has one.
I might need new headphones.
Bo, I just ripped them. That's not. All right, we got one more. One last one, all right? Play number 11.
Oh, well.
No, that part doesn't count. Next one.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I know.
Bo.
It's a big wheels. Keep on turning.
Play the second part.
Big wheels, keep on turning.
Yeah.
That is correct, Bo.
You know what's bad is it's hard for me. I have to hear it and hear it a long time and start, like, going through my head, like, hearing this song
you
play out.
You need those big wheels to start turning.
Yeah.
In your head.
Yeah, it's kind of apropos, right?
Can I actually make a dispute? If we're being quite honest, the very first words are, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, when it first starts.
Yeah. Well, it's where the music cut off there. It's my game, Dylan.
Yeah, don't think that.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say all because it's all here.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'll try to make it less controversial next
time. That's a fun game.
It's okay.
I like that game.
That wasn't controversial.
That wasn't controversial. I like that game. That's just me being hard-headed.
Dylan, no, you're not being hard-headed. You're being a sore loser.
Oh.
Well, congratulations, Mike. You won the first round of the first word game.
I feel good about that.
All right. You know
what I mean? Allie, I will say I do appreciate you throwing me that alley-oop with the Drake song, though. Thank you. Because I know that was just for me.
I mean, honestly.
Everybody had one catered to them.
I didn't even know what song it was. Which one was catered to me? Leonard
Skinner?
Metallica, dude.
Metallica was catered to you.
It's a cover.
And you swung and missed.
Yeah, but I got yours.
That one's supposed to be mine? I've said it 10 times. I do not like this song.
Oh, that's exactly why it was in there.
Oh, I know.
Exactly why it was in there.
Oh, man.
All right, coming up, we're going to get back into some Falcons talk. They've got a matchup against the Saints this weekend. How are we feeling about it? It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.